Thank you. Thank you. Hey, Pittsburgh, this is Eric Harrison coming to you with a heart full of gratitude on WRCT Pittsburgh. Rock on, Yinzers.
I'm Andrew Saul, Commissioner of Social Security. Beware of telephone scammers pretending to be government employees. Real Social Security employees will never threaten you. Callers threatening you with arrest or other legal action and demanding money are not from us. If you receive a call like this, hang up. Do not provide them with any form of payment or information. Report the call at oig.ssa.gov.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section. When Dad injured his back. When your basketball star tore his ACL. Opioids helped with the pain, and you held on to them, just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Opioids are powerful pain-reducing prescription medicines, but most people who are prescribed opioids don't finish their prescriptions. So millions of unused opioids are sitting in homes across the country, and tragically, more than 100 Americans die every day from overdoses involving opioids. What can you do to protect your family? Remove the risk of unused opioids from your home. Pills, patches, or syrups in drawers, purses, and cabinets, anywhere they might be hiding. To find out how to dispose of them properly, visit www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 FM.
But now she gone, and I don't worry, standing on top of the world.
young and we don't know. Won't find out until we grow.
Well, I don't know, baby, if that's true. 'Cause you got me, baby, I got you.
Babe, I got you, babe. I got you, babe. They say our love won't pay the rent before it's earned.
I got flowers in the spring. I got you to wear my ring.
Time for you. Charlie Watts. Charlie Watts, ladies and gentlemen.
Stop my heart from loving you. If you love somebody enough, you'll follow wherever they go. That's how I got to Memphis. That's how I got to Memphis. If you love somebody enough, you'll go where your heart wants to go. That's how I got to Memphis. That's how I got to Memphis. I know if you've seen her, you tell me, 'cause you are my friend. I've got to find her and find out the trouble she's in. If you tell me that she's not here, I'll follow the trail of her tears. That's how I got to Memphis. That's how I got to Memphis. She would get mad and she used to say that she'd come back to Memphis someday. That's how I got to Memphis. That's how I got to Memphis. I haven't eaten a bite or slept for 3 days and nights. That's how I got to Memphis. That's how I got to Memphis. I've got to find her and tell her that I love her so. I'll never rest till I find out why she had to go. Thank you for your precious time. Forgive me if I start to cry. That's how I got to Memphis. 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 That's how I got to Memphis.
Hey, kids, it's Krusty the Clown. You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM. All right, where's my money? What? Chintzy College Station.
Hi, this is Kenny.
And Amanda Smith from Nashville, Tennessee.
Keep it right here on WRCT Pittsburgh.
You are listening to WRCT 88.3 in Pittsburgh, and this is From Ipanema to the World.
From Ipanema to the World, I am Flavio Chamis, and tonight we will continue our series on the Villa-Lobos string quartets. We will, throughout a number of programs, play all 17 quartets that Villa-Lobos wrote. Tonight we will have quartet number 7. And to help us understand a little better the music, here is Saul Bitran, first violin of the Quarteto Latino-Americano.
Today we are talking about string quartet number 7 by Heitor Villa-Lobos. And to me, this is the center point of all of his quartets. It's first of all, it's the longest. It's the most complex, the most difficult to play. He himself called it Quarteto Concertante, Concertante Quartet, which is basically a 19th century idea of virtuosistic writing in which all the instruments are like soloists. And this is exactly the case with this quartet. The four instruments of the quartet become at times soloists and have very difficult